Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, for years, Gauteng's middle class packed up for the coast, chasing better lifestyles, I guess smoother service delivery, and obviously the lure of the famous mountain and the ocean. But I think that tide may be turning, and I'm wondering if we're seeing the beginning of a reverse semigration wave. Well, let's discuss that in a little more detail with Jonathan Kohler, Chief Executive Officer, founder of the Lansdowne Property Group. And I want to discuss why more property buyers are starting to question the price tag that comes with the famous Cape Town postcode, and maybe Gauteng is just back in favor. So, Jonathan, a very warm welcome, and you talk about reverse semigration. It rolls nicely off the tongue. But isn't it really just economic necessity that is driving people back to Johannesburg rather than the city becoming more attractive?
I think that's partly true, Jeremy. You know, speaking to my Cape Town agents, you know, we've been having sort of our weekly agent meetings, and they're finding, you know, each of them sort of 3 to 4 clients who had previously moved to Cape Town, perhaps even taken a salary cut, you know, for a better lifestyle, you know, but I think they're finding, you know, just some small examples, you know, I mean, if you were renting a one bedroom in sort of the northern suburbs of Johannesburg, paying 6,000 rand a month. In Cape Town, you're paying between 12 and 13,000 rand a month. You know, so it's double the cost. They move there for the lifestyle, but they still want to go to Camps Bay, and they still want to have a really nice meal, and they still want to enjoy, you know, the finer things and the lifestyle that was promised. And the truth is that, you know, that Camps Bay area and the Sea Point area, they're beautiful, but they're priced for international clients, you know, so.
So if that's the case, then we also know that the economy is outpacing Johannesburg in terms of pure building activity. Jonathan, are you starting to see, in order to match the demand of that semigration back to Gauteng, that maybe the city, maybe the province is starting to play some form of catch-up?
To a certain extent, you know, I mean, you still need to, you know, you've got a lot of national property developers who are building a lot in Johannesburg, but they're not necessarily selling a lot in Johannesburg, you know, so they're still having to rely on sales in the Western Cape, for example, and perhaps sales in specific areas in KZN, you know, so, I mean, if you look at Cape Town, for example, you know, we're finding that the rental market is starting to tear off, and I've been calling it for a while now, you know, that sort of bubble, but specifically, you know, if you're not in the Atlantic seaboard, and you're in the sort of outlying areas, your Blouberg, your Cales River, your Gordon's Bay, you know, you're starting to find that, you know, the rental prices are actually tearing off and you're not getting, you know, those high prices anymore. And in Joburg, there's still sort of a oversupply in the market in terms of what's available. You know, so I think that, you know, with the semigration trend starting to happen, I mean, you know, one must remember that Johannesburg is still the central business district and they're still able to pay higher salaried amounts. So I think with people returning, that will drive the sort of rental market and the sales market and will drive the property market. And we are starting to see that a little bit, you know, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done with the Johannesburg property market. But I definitely think it's bottomed out and you're going to start to get some slow but steady appreciation in terms of your rental amounts that you're getting, your returns, as well as your sales prices.
So that's good news as far as people who have property to rent is concerned. Let's park price for the moment and let me try and pick a few holes in your argument. One of the key selling points, Jonathan, I would suggest for Cape Town has been perceived safety. Whether it is or not, I don't know. But do you think that has really changed enough to shift the needle for semigrants? Because we still have the problem of high crime in Johannesburg as well, don't we? Is that a factor? Is that an issue?
It is an issue. I think it's more a perceived safety. You know, I mean, I think, you know, we are sort of prevalent in sort of the residential gated community and sectional title estate market, you know, so people who are moving from Johannesburg to Cape Town, you know, they're living in a secure estate with 24-hour security, you know, whether in their areas that they've chosen to live, whether it's safer than Joburg, it's hard to say. I really do think it's more of a perceived safety and also a perceived outlook from the people that they live around. You know, I think people are less stressed And, you know, their outlook on life, perhaps living in Cape Town, is much more relaxed than it is in Joburg. You know, so I think they feel that the moment they move, but whether it's actually safer, it depends where you're living, I guess.
I'll buy your stress argument 100%. Often when I'm in Cape Town, 10 o'clock on a Wednesday morning, you'll see people who should be at work, in my opinion, taking a leisurely stroll along the promenade. So point is taken. But Jonathan, you suggest that Gauteng is either offering or is going to offer better value. But doesn't value matter if infrastructure holds up? And we do have that problem in Johannesburg, particularly when it comes to water, potholes, roads, that sort of thing.
We do have that problem. You know, I think it's, you know, that will always be sort of offset. I mean, the infrastructure is definitely better in the Cape Town area. But speaking to my agents this week, I mean, people are moving back to Johannesburg, number one, because they're getting a better job offer. So they're getting a better job offer in Johannesburg, paying more because it's a central business district. And then also, you know, their cost of living here is so much less. I mean, if you can rent a one-bedroom apartment for 6,000 Rand rather than 13, you've halved that cost. And if you can go out and you can eat at a really nice restaurant in your area, priced for Johannesburg pricing, you know, I really think that you offset that against, you know, the infrastructure, and perhaps you move into a development that has a lot of those things that are covered, you know, that has your solar and your fiber and your 24-hour security, et cetera, and your grey water system in the development where you're moving to, you know. So you can sort of offset a bit of the infrastructure concerns. However, you know, for the real capital appreciation to come back to Joburg and for people to choose it from an investment perspective rather than Cape Town, you are going to need profitable municipalities and actual action going into the ground.
If people are moving then back to Johannesburg, where specifically are they going in the city?
You know, there's a lot of value in the Sandton CBD, believe it or not. But really, you know, I'd say in the outskirts, you know, if you're looking at your Bryanstons, your Paulshofs, your Douglasdales, you know, the northern areas of Johannesburg, there's a lot of value there. You know, you're not so far from the CBD. And also the CBD is changing for companies. You know, I mean, it's not just the Sandton CBD. You've got Sandton, you've got Rosebank, you've got Bryanston, you've got up-and-coming infrastructure areas like Stain City, for example. You know, so the CBDs aren't necessarily still all in Sandton. You know, so it just depends where you're working and where you need to live sort of in the surrounding areas. There's still a lot of value.
So if people are coming back, the important thing is to find value in the property. What should their strategy or modus operandi be? What should they be looking for, and how should they be negotiating?
Well, I think they should be looking at an area which, from a transportation perspective, is close to where they're working. You know, I think that's very important, you know, because travel cost, I mean, I know when we moved our offices from Bryanston to Sandton, you know, we lost staff members just because of the amount of time it would take, for example, to get from Four Ways to Sandton every single day, you know, because if you're traveling 45 minutes, then 45 minutes back, that's sort of affects their lifestyle. But I think also having a look at developments that have a lot of the backup things in developments, you know, that are going to make the infrastructure decline not matter that much. Are in developments that have 24-hour security, that have installed fiber, that have grey water system, that have solar and backup, so your electricity is cheaper, you know. So looking at those things, you know, and also going into the second-hand market as well, you know, new is not always better. You know, with new developments, whether you're purchasing or renting, you are paying new building cost pricing, you know. So it might have all of the, you know, the modern things that come with a development like that, but it has the price as well, you know. So have a look in the secondhand market and older developments as well, because, you know, yeah, there is sort of still an oversupply in the market, in my opinion, in Johannesburg.
And if you're moving back from Cape Town to Johannesburg, you've got to become a Lions fan and say goodbye to the Stormers, which is not a difficult thing to do.
100%. I'm from Joburg. I agree with that statement.
Jonathan Kohler, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer, founder of the Lansdowne Property Group. Appreciate your time tonight.
Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking.